Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
I'm not sure who this is for, but if you're having a problem and you're not turning to the book, you're not getting advice from the right place. God is saying, the people in your life that you are going to are not the right people. They're giving you all the wrong advice. They're telling you all the wrong things because they don't know who I am. They don't know the power that I hold. They don't know that you are more than a conqueror in me. So stop going to the wrong people and start turning to me. Because I will give you rest. I will give you peace. And I will fight your battles for you. Hallelujah. How many of you know that He fights the battle for you? He fights it for you. There's nothing that you have to do, that you have to take on your own. It's just like the song. Man, I love it. Old songs made new, because it never changes. The word never changes. It doesn't matter if it's the old hymnal or the brand new song. God gives people songs for their life, because you can praise in the midst of things that happen to you. Ooh, you know that when things seem like they're going downhill, that's the moment that we should stop and jump and say, God, I got victory in you. So it doesn't matter what's coming against me. It doesn't matter what I see happening in front of me, because my eyes are focused on the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. That is meant. That's where we're meant to be. That's what even all these songs have been about this morning. You know what ministers to me is that during a week, there's times where I can be like, oh God, I don't know if these are the right songs. But then when I get up here, I start to say, man, you knew exactly what you were doing. Because it's not us, it's Him in us. We become effective when we realize that it's not anything we do, it's Him within us that does it. And I can tell you that if you just allow Him to speak to you, He will give you every single thing you need. He'll give you encouragement when you need it. He'll give you strength when you need it. He'll give you rest when you need it. How many of you know that in this world, rest is something hard to come by? It's a world that's constantly moving, hustle and bustle. What do I gotta do next? What do I gotta do next? Oh, I gotta keep moving. And can I tell you that rest isn't always what you think it is? Rest can be Him giving you peace in the midst of stress. That can be rest in your life. When you feel frustrated, when you feel upset, when you feel angry, those are the key moments in your life that you gotta turn to Him. They're the moments that you gotta realize, I'm going through some things right now, and God, I need more of You, not less of You. I need to be where You're at. I want to hear what You're saying. Because I can tell you that you will have a lot of voices in your life telling you, it's okay. No, what you're doing is all right. When God's telling you, no, don't go that way. And you have got to learn to hear the still quiet voice over those voices that can be so loud. Guys, this is where we're meant to be. This is that coming alive. It's that It's that being ignited by something within us, and that something is the Holy Spirit. It's allowing those words to be written on upon our heart so that when He wants them, He will bring them forth. Because that's the thing, is it's Him within us. Whew, that's the coming alive. That's the desert to the flowing waters moment. Is when you're going from that moment of, I am done. I can't do this anymore. I'm so frustrated. What is going on? To saying, God, it's You. I'm going to let You do it. I'm going to let You do it in my life because I know that You have better than what I think. That's the moment. When you turn to Him and you surrender all, you allow for that well to just spring forth in your life. Come on, church. We're meant to be alive. We are meant to be alive. We're not meant to be dead. We're not meant to be stuck. We're not meant for those things. We are meant to be alive, living life, and life more abundantly. We are meant to be a reflection of who He is because, man, we're just radiating Him. Woo. Church, can we get excited that you are more than conquerors, that you got victory, that you already have every single thing you need? Woo. This is the stuff that I can't even, woo. I'm going to be honest, this is the stuff that I'm like, I can't stand still. I can't stop because I just want to worship what You've given me, the gift that You've given me, the privilege that You've given me, and knowing who You are. Whoo, how do you, oh man, He's got good things for you. He's got great things for you. What you think is good right now, know that He has even better for you. What you think is, man, I'm living life good. He says, I got more. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. So let's go back into this. And this is the month of Thanksgiving. And let's just worship Him. Let's just give Him thanks this morning that He's already got all things in His hand, that He's already done it for us. Hallelujah.
Every time I come up here, God always has me tell you that He loves you, that He can't live without you. But the thing is, we can't live without Him. And as we live, we are going to change the atmosphere. We are going to change the atmosphere. And that's exactly what He wants us to do. It's not the numbers. It's who you are within yourself. It's who's in you that's going to change the atmosphere wherever you go or wherever you want. It's just like His love is so deep and so loving that all we can do is be grateful. So Heavenly Father, I am so grateful. And right now, I just feel like I just need to be on my knees and just be so thankful that I'm not the same person I used to be. I am a new creation. But the thing is, so are you. You are all new. God wants to see you and He wants to love you and He just wants you to love others. He put love in you so you could give it to others. So Father, I get on my knees and I thank You, and I thank You that You will change the atmosphere in this home. And this home is every person that is in this place is going to be different before they even walk out. Everything that you have done in your life is a past. Now today is a new beginning. It's a new future. So don't look at the past. You look at the beginning. And that's where you are right now. So Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You. I'm grateful to You because I couldn't do it without You. And because of who You are, I love You so much, and I just want to be who You want me to be.
I can't be anything else or anything. I just want you. And I thank you in Jesus' name.
The Lord is speaking to me about one, not the number one, but one of you. Everyone in this room has a testimony. Everyone in this room has a word. Everyone in this room can walk the streets. It only took one man to fall off of his horse and obey God. His name was Saul, or Paul, and he stirred up the Gentile world. He wrote maybe 2/3 of the New Testament. It takes only one man to lay hands on the sick. It takes one person to appear before a crowd and speak about the Word of God. It takes one person to pull the weeds in an elderly lady's yard. It takes one person to walk and hug someone. It takes one person to speak love to someone. It takes one person to do an act of kindness. It takes one person to die on the cross for Jesus. And it took one person to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. If we are obedient to the Lord and walk in his presence and talk the words that he tells us to talk and walk in the fruit of the Spirit, it just takes one person to change the world.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, there's a scripture in Jeremiah 33:3 when he says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know of. And we have to ask God, you know, to give us that. I want to see those great and mighty things.
Praise God.
You know, and I have seen them, you know. I'm standing right here. And I know that God, because of God, you know, I'm here. Because Jesus, you know, he said, without me, you can't do nothing.
That's right, man. Praise God.
Hallelujah. And the thing is that, you know, we need to have that hunger and thirst for righteousness. And Jesus says, you know, that, you know, on the last days, you know, he told us, the woman at the well says, you know, it's coming a time and it's already here where people are not going to worship him in Jerusalem or in this mountain. But God is used, you know, he's asking for people to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
That woman went out there, you know, and the Bible says, you know, she went out there and told all men about Jesus. What did they say? We have to see it ourselves. Oh, in order to believe. Not because you're saying it, you know, they came back and it says, not because you told us, but we saw it. You saw, you know, we saw him. And the thing is, you know, that's what we have to do, you know. That's God. You know, I was sitting right there. And when the, when praise God, Rebecca was, you know, over here, you know, worshiping and prophesying, you know, I felt that anointing coming down.
Praise God.
And I praise God, you know, that this little big woman, I'm going to say, she's big because she's got the crown of life.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, when she gets up here, you know, she's got that hunger. I knew a lot of people didn't like that, but I loved it. You know why? Because I wish I would have known when she was, if I was her age, you know, or even that little baby right there, that to grow, you know, to grow in a ministry,
yep.
You know. that I have never seen, you know, that I wouldn't even see in the world. But I saw the world. And that's why, you know, I look out there and then I, you know, I look where I'm at now. You know, I praise God for that. Because, you know, he has given me that hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Even though, you know, the Bible says that he is a potter, we are the clay. You know?
Come on.
If he's out there building me up, you know, he doesn't know. I said, Lord, but, you know, I don't want to, you know, no. Because he will crumble me, throw me away. But his grace is sufficient. You know, his grace is sufficient. And he gives us that love and understanding, you know, that without him, we can't do nothing, you know.
That's right.
We can't do nothing. But I praise God, you know, every time I walk in there, you know, like, you know, sometimes I can't make it for other reasons, but praise God, you know. There was a brother one time, you know, somebody was asking, oh, brother, where's Brother Reuben at? I don't know where he's at, but all I know that wherever he's at, he's serving the Lord, you know. Because you know why I praise God for this too, that seed fell in good ground, you see. And it's up to me. It's up to me, you know, that I have to fear. I mean, I have to work my salvation with fear and trembling. Not that God is going to strike me out, but because of God, his word, his anointing, you know, is the one that, you know, keeps me alive. He's the one that, you know, wherever I'm at, you know, he's always with me. He said he will never leave me or forsake me. And I love these people out there, you know, and I wish they could see what I see. But one day, praise God, you know, his word goes out and will not return void, you know. And I used to love, you know, I used to love to go to the presence, you know, and minister. But you know what? That group that I had, you know, when we used to go to prisons in Mexico and here in Tucson, you know, and stuff like this, and Agua Prieta and Hermosillo, you know, a state prison, you know, that they were, you know, they used to tell me one time that I was preaching about the Father. You see, Jehovah. I hate to say that because I hate to call my father as, you know, by his first name, you know. But the thing is, you know, when in Spanish, in the Bible, you know, it talks about, you know, about Jehovah. Jehovah mi salvación. I'd rather use Jesus because Jesus means Jehovah my salvation, you see. He's a savior. And God, you know, now Isaiah says that, is there a God besides me? No, there is no God. And he turns around in Hebrews, he says, the Father tells the Son, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. You see? And that's, you know, he's the Father's telling the Son, thy throne, O God. Why? Because he deserved it. He went and died for it. He was spit on. He was punched on. And he was nailed and everything. But at the end, he says, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they do. You see. And that's why, you know, we need to understand that. We need to appreciate that. You know, that he did this for us. When I got saved, you know, my sister came in and told me, he says, you know what? Let's go to church. I just, you know, I came to the Lord over here in Tucson, you know, and that day, boom, he took me to Prescott. And I end up, you know, hey, what church are we going to, man? Is it Catholic? Baptist? Church of God? And it was the Church of God. But I met a brother that he was from New York, and God healed him from his vision. He was blind and healed him. And then he started talking about a man that came and died for me. Well, he died for the whole world, but at that time, you know, he died for me. And then after I came, you know, and I've told this guy over there, he came asking for money, and he says, hey, you got some money, man, you know, so I can eat something. I says, you know what? Jesus loves you, brother. He loves you. Oh, yeah, Jesus loves everybody. No, no, no. I don't care about everybody. I'm talking about you. He loves you. You some kind of preacher? Well, you can say that, but no, I'm telling you right now that Jesus loves you. He says, you want to come out here in the parking lot and pray for me? Oh, yes, I will. And I got off and I started praying for him. You know, I could smell the alcohol. But the thing is, you know, after I got, you know, finished praying, you know, oh, I felt that anointing. And the thing is that, you know, he says, no, get over here, man. He says, don't let me go. And I go. He says, you know what? I never felt this way before. I never seen nobody come out here in the parking lot and pray for me without being ashamed. When you with Jesus and you're under the anointing, you never feel ashamed for God. Never. And he's there, you know, he's there to, you know, you're not alone. He says, don't worry what you're going to, you know, when you get delivered, he says, you know, don't worry what you're going to do or say. It's not you that speaks, but it's the spirit of your Father that dwells in you. You see? So I go out there, and what do I do? Open my mouth. And God is the one that touches him. It is God that touches him. So after, you know, he says, you know what? I'm sober right now. He says, I was drunk when I was talking. I wasn't going to use the money to go eat. I was going to, you know, go buy me a bottle. But he says, you know what? I said, I know you're going to do that. I go, I was there too. And he says, you know what? I'm sober. I was drunk when I was talking to you. Now I'm sober. You know why he's sober? Because the anointing breaks that yoke. You see? The anointing breaks the yoke. And I praise God for that, that, you know, it is God. You know, you go out there in the street, you know, touch them. Say, Jesus loves you, brother. That's all we got to do. You know, he'll take care of the rest. Just like the sister said about Peter's shadow. You see, the Peter's shadow was, as he was walking, how far is the shadow? What is mine? But praise God, you know, like as far as was the shadow, it wasn't a shadow. It was the anointing. You see, the anointing. People were getting healed. You see. All we got to do is just claim it and says, Lord, let the anointing, as we go by, let the anointing, you know, touch them. I remember the youth one time we went to the Dairy Queen over here. And the thing is that the youth went in there, you know. And I saw it and I said, wow. And the kids that were working there, you know, were looking at them. They can feel the anointing. I felt it. And I praise God for that. You see, the anointing. We want more of him. Like when Elijah asked Elijah, what do you want me to do for you? I want a double portion of your spirit. I want a triple portion. I'm greedy for the things of God. And that greediness is not as good, you know. I want a lot of money. I want this. No. The Lord already told me I'm going to inherit the earth and the fullness thereof. Amen. One time he told me that, you know, I envy Henry and, you know, it was a beautiful country out there, you know. And I envy them because, you know, one time I told, you know, Henry, because I was raised in a ranch, you know, I was raised, you know, in the wilderness, you know. And I says, you know, and I said, Henry, you don't even know what you got. Right, brother. And the thing is, And he told me one time, you know what? You're right. You see? But he knows. As a matter of fact, Rosie over there, you know, she was raised, you know, out there hunting and stuff like that. I'm sorry if you know if you don't like killing animals, but I only, you know, it's that, you know, I love hunting. But you know what? I'm choosy. I do not shoot a spike. I do not shoot a two-pointer. It's got to be bigger. A mountain lion will kill a 4x4. Why? Because that trophy he's got up here, he got it for a reason. He's smart. But I praise God that, you know, that, you know, as we hunt, we just, and I just don't do it for the hunting. Hunting is just going out there. Even if I don't get anything, you know, I still enjoy being out there, you know, and watching these animals, which God has said, you know, in his word in the, I think 18:32 and 33, it is God that girdles me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds feet and sets me up on my high places. I've gone over there to the brother's property out there in behind the mines. I saw a buck running from here over the mountain down, and I was still waiting for him to come on the other side. He came up. That probably take me about 3 days to get up there. But God gives you that strength, you see. But I always want to get up here and give God the glory. Amen. Give him God the glory. Even and I'm sorry I do it, because inside here, there's rivers of living water. And I praise God for that. Because I grab that rivers of living water. You see? It talks in Psalms 1, it says, you know, like the deer, he's always pumping the ground. For what? Looking for water. You see? He's always looking for water. And that's what we gotta do, come over here. Lord, give me some more of that water. Amen. Why? Because his God gives us that anointing. Those rivers are living water. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. How's everybody this morning? How many like the season we're in? Amen? Amen? Yeah, what kind of season are we in, folks? Thanksgiving. How many like turkey? Anybody here like turkey? Dressing, smashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, hallelujah, the works, biscuits and bat. Yeah, are you guys getting hungry? Isn't that nice? Yeah, talk to you about food right now, right before I go. Hey, we're going to talk to you about the Lord. But hey, just remember, next Sunday is Turkey Sunday, is that right? The 21st, next Sunday, right? Yeah, next Sunday. So bring your frozen turkeys. We're going to run them down to the mission down in Nogales that day, so... don't bring them anytime. We don't have room for them here yet. But I think I've told you about one time we got an ice machine back there, and we decided we're going to put ice on top of them. And we put them in one of these things that the Safeway store gave me. It's this kind of an octagon type of box that they had a bunch of pumpkins in. You know that, huh? And all these pumpkins were in there. And so they gave me the box. So I used that, and I put all these turkeys in there. And I got the bright idea to throw ice on top. So when I threw the ice on top, by the time we got down to Nogales, you know, those frozen turkeys are ice cubes already. How many say amen? When we got down there, I had this humongous chunk of turkey ice that I couldn't get any of the turkeys off of my truck. It was crazy. So, but anyway, it was a good time. It makes a nice story, amen? A nice Thanksgiving story, where we took them down to the mission. And I'm sorry, but I was kicking those turkeys to get them out of the truck. Praise God. But next Sunday, if you would, bring your turkeys in so we can load them up, and we'll take them that day down to Nogales. If you can, try to make the turkey bowl that we have the day before Thanksgiving. It's a lot of fun. Your family, the kids will play, and it's just a lot of fun. And we'll eat the hot dogs and pray and then go home. How do you say amen to that? Amen. Yeah, go on to your eat your turkey dinner. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thanksgiving. Yes, Dylan. Not really. If you want to bring something, you can. If you want to bring tacos, that'd be great. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, man. No. Yeah. You can bring, like Hank generally brings beans. Is that right? Where's Hank? He brings beans or something. If you want to make something that'll go along with hot dogs, bring it. Okay.
How about chili?
You betcha. Chili goes great with hot dogs. How many say amen to that? Anybody getting hungry yet? Praise God. Hey, man, we're talking about all this food. Praise God. It's getting time. Folks, I'm going to have you out in just a little bit, okay? Hallelujah. The title of this sermon is called Voices of Thanksgiving. Everybody say, look at your neighbor and say, Voices of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you got a voice?
Yeah.
How many of you know that God loves to hear you tell him thank you?
Yeah.
How many know that? Do you know that the Word of God tells us that this is the will of God concerning you, that you give him thanks? Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's easy to give him thanks in the good times, isn't it? Yeah, huh? How about when it hurts? Give him thanks anyway. Amen? Praise God. God knows. How many say amen to that? This is the will of God concerning you. Let's go to, if you will, go turn in your Bible to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would open our hearts to hear your word today, Father. Father, myself, Father, open my mouth to speak the words that I ought to speak. Lord, the words that will touch the hearts, will encourage and build up and never destroy your people, Lord. I thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Father, that your words bring conviction. Conviction against sin. Honor toward you. Your words bring honor. So, Father, we know that Jesus is the Word of God. We know, Father, Holy Spirit, that it's by not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit. So, Lord, as we look at your Word, Lord, open up your Word to us. Let us hear things we haven't heard and see things we haven't seen. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray, if you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. King David had been, he was now king, he decided he was going to go for the Ark of the Covenant. You guys remember that? And so he goes down to recover the Ark of the Covenant and bring it into Jerusalem. And when they pick up the Ark of the Covenant, what the mistake they made was he didn't remember that there was a certain way that it had to be handled. How many say amen to that? And this certain way was that it had to be carried by men. Is that right?
Yeah.
It had to be carried by the priests, the Levites. This thing, you just couldn't pick it up and throw it in the back of your truck and go on. You had to do the way God had ordained it to be carried. And they made the mistake and put it on the back of a wagon and started trucking it towards Jerusalem. The Bible says that there was a pothole. Anybody got potholes by your house? Man, I got potholes all over. Anyway, but there was a pothole, and the wagon went into the pothole. One of the oxen stumbled, and it shook the thing. And one of the priests, he put his hand on it, and God killed him. Isn't that crazy? He died. Because this thing was not supposed to be handled that way. So immediately they took it and they put it in the house of a man named Obed-Edom. And set it there and said, we got to figure out how to get this into Jerusalem. So a few months, weeks go by and David's servants came and told David, you know, Obed-Edom, yeah, you know, that brother's getting blessed. He's blessed. Well, yeah, why is that? Well, ever since we put the ark at his house, man, God has been blessing him like crazy. How many know that God wants to bless you?
Amen.
Do you realize that God wants to give you far abundantly above that you can even think of because he loves you, because he wants to make a praise come out of you so that those nations around you, well, this is called people that don't know him, will see it and hear it and say, man, well, brother, how come you're so blessed? Because the presence of God is in my life. Amen. That's what the ark represented, was the presence of God. So they figure it out and they bring it to Jerusalem. That's where we're going to take up the story. They're here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. We're going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, voices of thanksgiving. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. They offered the burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to everyone in Israel, both man and woman, to everyone, a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisin. How many like cake, raisin cake? Anybody? Yeah, that's good stuff. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. What were these guys supposed to do? To commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, next to him, Zechariah, then Jeiel, Shemaramoth, yeah, you say these, that's not that easy. Jehiel, Matinahiah, Eliab, Benaiah, and Obed-Edom. Jeiel was with stringed instruments and harps, but Asaph made music with cymbals. Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priests, regularly blew the trumpets before the Ark of the Covenant. On that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. And here's the first psalm that David delivered to them. And here it says this, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Amen? And you guys can say amen anytime you want. Is that okay? That'll help me. Come on, man. Yeah, yeah. God is good. Amen. All the time. Amen. Come on, man. Make it easy. Hey, just help me out, okay? Just look at me and say, boy, that boy needs help. All right, come on. But listen to these. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Amen? Yes. Yeah. Talk of all of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. That's it. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Come on.
Amen.
That's a good amen place. Amen. Come on. Hey, listen for the amen place. So you guys if I'm talking, just let her rip, okay? Come on. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise,
something will rise up in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got a flat. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wrecked my car. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refrigerator blew up. Amen. Come on. Gonna get a new one. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to throw out an amen or praise God anywhere you want. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Okay. Yeah, well, I'll settle for that. Praise God. Remember his marvelous works which he had done, his wonders and his judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God.
Amen.
Come on. His judgments are in the earth. Amen? Amen. Yeah, they are. Where are they at? They're all around you. There's more than you know. There's stuff open to you and there's stuff that you haven't seen yet. And yet they're all around you. Amen. Come on. Remember his covenant forever.
Amen.
The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. We're in there somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. The covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute. To Israel for an everlasting what?
Covenant.
What kind of covenant?
Everlasting,
saying, to you will I give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Amen. Is that a good place? Yes. He permitted nobody to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones. Oh, come on. You got to say amen to that. Do you know that you're anointed when you because of who you've received into your heart? How many of you have received Jesus into your life? To those of you that haven't, today's a good day. It's a good day to receive Jesus. Amen. Any day is a good day. Right now is a good day. Today is a day of salvation. How many say amen to that? Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is a savior to you personally. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, we're not a club. Amen? Amen. We are a one-on-one with God type of people. That's what God wants. How many say amen to that? God wants you in his presence, you in his presence. Not your friends, not your buddies. He wants you. We are independently dependent upon God. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You have to be in today's world. You better be dependent upon him and nobody else. Your pastor ain't going to cover it for you. How many say amen to that? Oh, I'll try to help you. I will try to help you, but I cannot do for you what God wants to do for you. How many say amen to that? Amen. Independently dependent upon God. That's who you are. What verse are we on? Anybody tell me? 23. Thank you. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Do you hear that quietness? Nobody wants to sing. Yeah, come on, man. So you're going to hear my voice in that. Yeah, God wants to hear your voice. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Every day. Proclaim the good news of his salvation. Tell your cat. If you got nobody else in it, tell your dog. Give them. Say, hey, man, God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. He is a savior. He is my savior. Hallelujah. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Somebody say amen. Come on. Yeah. Don't fall asleep on me yet. Come on. We still got another half hour before we go. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. I thought, first time I read, I said idiots. They're all idols. All the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord has made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. How do you say amen? Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord glory due to his name. How do you say amen? Amen. Is he worthy of the glory and strength you have to get? Come on. Bring an offering and come before him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him. Come on, Stella. Where are you, man? Praise God. Isn't that good? Praise God. I will lay my face before the Lord. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Wait till we get some good rug in here, okay? Now, but if you want to come on up here, the floor is clean up here. Come on. Hallelujah. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. Can you put this scripture up in the King James Version real quick, Terry? I'm sorry. It says, this is a new King James. It says, tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. I want you to see this in the King James Version. Just in the King James Version. Just see what it says here. It says it a little bit different, and I really like the way it says it. I was in this, I want to read one or the other. I said, guess what? I'll read them both. Just that one verse will do, and then I'm going to read it to you one more time. It says this, tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It shall not be moved. That'll work, no. Praise God. I'm sorry. I should throw this in on them. Yeah, but 1 Chronicles 16:30. That's one of us. 16:30. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Tremble. Thank you. I'm sorry, brother. says this, tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Is that the same? That's exactly the same. Can you give me the King James? Just the King James. I'm sorry. Well, that's the way it says it there. That's the way it says it. There it is. King James Version. Now it says this, fear before him, all the earth. The world also shall be stable that it be not moved. See, when there's something in your heart where you reverence God, you just, if all the earth would reverence God, the stability of this planet would come into order. How many say amen to that? Amen. Do you understand what I'm telling you? God is one to be, I mean, can I tell you, we got no idea what he's like. We know God's good. Yeah, he's merciful. Yeah, he is. But boy, he's big. Amen. Can we say amen to that? Amen. He's beyond our comprehension. How many say amen to that? How many know that he is more than you can deal with? How many say amen? Praise God. I like it in the scriptures where those guys, I mean, when Jesus showed up, people would fall down. I mean, after he was resurrected, he'd show up and boom, they'd fall. Even some of these angels, man, are hard to deal with. How many say amen? Hard to comprehend. Come on, man. And when the earth will fear the Lord, it will become it will bring stability into this planet. How many say amen to that? Can I tell you something? We're headed that way. And it is the men and women of the kingdom of God that will bring this about. How many say amen to that? Because the Spirit of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Amen? Oh, you got to know that. You got to get ready for it. Hallelujah. He's going to speak to you so you can just be that little glorious spot right where he's put you. How many say amen to that? So that people can see the glory of God within your life. Woo, hallelujah. Okay, we'll move on. I'm sorry. Sorry for that. I just had to, should have wrote it down. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Amen? Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. That's a good place for an amen. Amen. Let the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that's in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. How many say amen to that?
Hallelujah.
Can I tell you something that he's already in you? The judgment that he has for you is sitting within you. How many say amen to that? Those hidden things, those secret things that God has placed within you because of the Spirit of God that dwells in you. Remember, you died at the cross. Remember that? You were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. But it's not you that lives. It's Christ that lives in you. And the life that you now live, you live by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. It's not that hard. It's a little different though, isn't it? It's a little different than what we've been trained and taught. Amen? He dwells in you. You're actually dead. You got to act dead once in a while. I mean, say amen to that.
Amen.
When you see that big piece of pie, say, hey, bro, you're dead, man. Knock it off. You know, when I'm seeing them tacos, I've been telling Rosie the other day, I haven't had tacos for 10 years now, babe. What's up? And she goes, shut up. I said, man, hey, because how many love your tacos? Oh, yeah, a couple of them. Come on, man. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sometimes you got to tell your body, hey, you know what? No. How many say amen to that? Come on. And it's not just on food, folks. Come on, man. It's the mindset sometimes that we got to say no. You think, you look at something, you go after it. Your mind says, hey, man, look at that little chickadee over there. Look at that little handsome guy over there. Man, you guys, your mind has to say, no. No. Because it's contrary to the word of God. It's contrary to who you are. How many say amen to that? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know that? Have you figured it out yet? Have you figured it out? That you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. What verse am I now? 35. I want to start at 34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God, our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. How many say amen to that? How many know we're designed to triumph? Yep. You know, how many know that we're more than conquerors through him that do you know that? Amen. Come on, man. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from what? Everlasting to everlasting. How long is that? Ooh, come on. There's a lot more than I can think about. Praise God. And all the people said, amen. Amen. All right, go home. No, I'm kidding. Come on, I got a little bit more to tell you. So he left. Let's check this out. He left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister before the Ark regularly. Regularly. See that word? That means at a regular time, all the time, regularly, as every day's work required. You see that? Who was Asaph? You know, I'm going to read the rest of this. Obed-Edom had 68 brethren, including Obed-Edom, the son of Jeduthun. Everybody say Jeduthun. Jeduthun. Say it fast three times. Jeduthun. Jeduthun. And Hosah to be gatekeepers. How many say amen? Gatekeepers. How many know you got need gatekeepers? I got a golden retriever. She's my gatekeeper. No, she's not. She don't care what comes in my yard. I've got some angels. I've got the word of God. These are some gatekeepers in my life. How do you say amen to that? Amen. Zadok the priest and his brethren the priest before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place that was at Gibeon to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering regularly morning and evening and do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. Verse 41 says, and with them was Heman. Everybody say Heman. Heman. And guys go, Heman. And Jeduthun, again. And the rest who were chosen, look at the word chosen. They were chosen who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endures forever. These guys were chosen and they were told, this is your job. You give thanks to the Lord for his mercy endures. That's all you do. That's all you got to do. But these guys were a little bit more than what, you know, these guys were the musicians. They were the musicians of the house. Man, you got to get this. They were the musicians. Heman and Judith and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endures forever. And with them, Heman and Jeduthun to sound with, aloud with what? Trumpets. And what? Cymbals. And the musical instruments of God. Now the sons of Jeduthun were gatekeepers again, right? Hallelujah. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to his house. Interesting story, isn't it? It's really neat. It's really a neat story how he gives this first psalm to these guys. But I wanted to just, what I wanted to, is because when you look at the title of it, it says Voices of Thanksgiving, doesn't it? Yeah. Voices of Thanksgiving. And these guys were designated to be the voices of Thanksgiving in that tabernacle. Isn't that cool? Yeah. I want to tell you, how many of you know who Asaph was? Asaph was a musician in the temple. I'm going to read this to you. It says, Asaph is the chief musician, son of Berechiah. He was a cymbal player. What? I don't know how. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it. But he was the chief musician, cymbal player. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with a cymbal. Can you imagine if everybody in here had cymbals?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. But that was him. That was Asaph. You're going to find that Asaph writes a lot of psalms. Did you see? Yeah. Do you ever see? You ever notice that? When you go through the psalms, you're going to find a psalm of Asaph, a psalm of Asaph, a psalm of Asaph. He wrote a lot of psalms. Can I tell you, spending time in the presence of God with music, God will bring things to you.
Oh, yeah.
Asaph was also prophetic. He was a prophetic man. Ooh, hallelujah. He says this. He said he played cymbals in both the tabernacle when David built with the tent and also in the first temple with Solomon. He was also a prophet and wrote several psalms that were eventually included in the book of Psalms. Heman, here is it, or Heman, I don't know how to say it. Heman, oh yeah, a singer. His name means faithful. It stems from a word. Aman, A-M-A-N, that's a Hebrew word, and it means to build up, These are the worship leaders. You think David didn't know these things? Oh, David, God. Oh, you bet you, man. Jeduthun, one of the three masters of music in David's tabernacle and in the temple. His name means laudatory. How many, everybody say laudatory?
Lord.
Laudatory. Lord. Well, that's what I thought. Same thing. What's that? What does laudatory mean? It means a couple of things. It means expert in speech or writing, expressing praise. That's what laudatory means. Look it up in your dictionary, on your phone, not now. Do it later. But look it up. Laudatory. This was Jeduthun's name. Then it says this. It stems from his name is Yada. It means to revere or worship, and it says to speak with hands extended.
Amen.
These were the worshipers. These are the guys that David said, man, you guys do this every day, bro. Every day.
Amen.
There's no one. Can I tell you that David was a musician himself?
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
He was a musician. And from one musician to another, David said, you guys are appointed to do this in the house every day, regularly, every day, every day. What does that tell you for us? What's that to you? What is offering thanksgiving? I want to just bring up the power verse today before we go ahead. Hebrews chapter 13, 15 says this. Wherefore, Hebrews 15. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. How long?
Continually.
Regularly, every day. Come on. Yeah. Just like David told those guys, do it every day. He says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. What is this? And then the Hebrew writer tells you what this sacrifice of praise is. He says, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. By him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. You remember when Jehoshaphat took those people into that valley? And he did something that none of the kings kind of understood. Everybody kind of looked at it and said, man, what are you doing? He said, well, let's put the singers out front. And then we'll bring the rest of them up. And the word of God says, God said, you're not even going to have to fight this battle. It's worship, it's thanksgiving, it's praise before God. Can I tell you, a lot of you might be going through some stuff. You don't have to fight. You just begin to worship God in whatever you're doing. Worship him. Find a place. Put on some music, amen? Fill your house with music and worship him. Tell him, God, you're good. You're so good, God. Hallelujah. And watch what happens. How thankful are you today? Ephesians 5, 17 through 20. Let's read that. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I'm going to stop right there and let's go to 1 Thessalonians. What is the will of the Lord? There's a lot of things. Amen? But 1 Thessalonians says, in everything give thanks. Is that what it says? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? Concerning that guy over there. Concerning that guy over there. Yeah. But concerning you, this is the will of God. Did you give him thanks? Did you tell him, hey, God, I want to give you thanks? Are you glad about your salvation?
Yes.
Are you glad that he says, I've got you covered? Yes. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo. And we'll go back to Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, which is to give thanks. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen? Be filled with the Spirit. These are good words for us today, folks. There's a lot of words being spoken out there. How many say that?
Yeah.
Amen. Say amen. There's a lot of words being spoken out there. But you have to focus in on what God is saying to you. To you. I like to help folks. I like to say, yeah, I got a word for you, man. But can I tell you, once they sense the word coming from the Father for them themselves, so much different. Big difference. It's life-changing. It really is. When you begin to listen for that voice and you hear it, and he says to you, hey, I love you. I'm going to take care of you. Do not fear. I am with you and I'll never leave you. Do you know that? Do you know that? There's something different. Hallelujah. I could speak that to you all the time. And, you know, it's a good word. I mean, say amen. Hey, God says, hey, man. But you see, you don't need me. You've already got him. Amen. Let him speak to your life. Amen. Praise God. Let him do that. Hallelujah. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks. Look at that. Giving thanks always for what things? Always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you give him thanks when you get your paycheck?
Hallelujah.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you're still awake, bro. Come on. Yeah. Can you give him thanks when you get that new car? Yeah. Or the loan comes through for your house. Can you give him thanks? Woo, man. I've had people call me up, say, yeah, guess what? I got it. Praise God, man. Can you give him thanks for when you wrecked that car? Can you give him thanks? Like when my little brother passed away and I was saying, God, we did everything, God. I was mad at God. I was. How many, anybody ever been mad at God?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was mad at him. I said, God, I don't believe it. He's a Christian. We anointed him with oil. We had people, we had elders of the church go and talk to him and pray over him. We did everything in your word that you say to do, God. What's up? Amen? I wasn't feeling very good. But the Father said something to me in that. He said that, Henry, do you trust me? And I said, oh, that's what I needed, God. How many say amen to that? When God speaks to your heart in those areas, oh man, come on. Now I could get up and say, woo, come on. He might be gone, but I'm going to see him again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I trust him more than I trust anybody. I trust him more than I trust Rosie. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. I'll straighten it out after church. Folks, God is saying it needs to be a one-on-one relationship with him. He wants you in his presence. He wants to speak to you. He wants you to understand who he is, what he's doing in your life, for where he's taking you. How many, can I tell you that it's not over yet, guys? Yeah, I mean, it's just starting. It's just starting. God is strengthening and building this body that we call the body of Christ on the earth like never before. It's different today. I will tell you, there's something different. God is speaking all the time. How do you say amen to that? Do you know that God is speaking in coronavirus? Do you know he's speaking in government things? Do you know God is saying things to us? How many say amen to that? He's saying, your only safe place is my place. Your only safe place, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, will abide under that shadow. And that shadow, the shadow of the Lord. How many say amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. There shall nothing by any means hurt you. Amen? Hallelujah. It can't. Because God is for you. He's not against you. How many say amen to that? He's for you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's for you. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He's for you. Hey, yeah, well, hey, well, we got no money. It don't matter. He's for you.
That's right.
Well, we can't make our bills. Yeah, it don't matter. He's for you. He will watch over. He'll take care of you. How many say amen to that? The Bible says, call upon me in time of trouble. I will answer you is what he says. How many say amen to that? He will. He will. You got to get this one-on-one relationship with your Father. How many say amen? Amen. Praise God. He sent His Holy Spirit to bring you, to help you, to lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Colossians 3, 15 through 17. Says this, let the peace of God rule in your heart. How many say amen?
Amen.
Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, which you are also called in one body, and be ye what?
Thankful.
Thankful. All right? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then it says again, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. It's up to you. You don't want to give Him thanks? Don't. But don't come crawling to me. Come on, man. Because I'm going to say, hey, let's just praise Him for it. Amen. The troubles you're going through, whatever they are, praise Him. Just worship Him. Just take the time, like Stella said, get down on your face. I like it. See, that so impacted me, Pastor Stella. It just so impacted me. Get on your face before the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is such a place. It's like whatever's happening, I'm on my face. I can't get hurt here. I mean, do you remember how David laid on his face before Saul when Saul was trying to kill him? Did God watch over him? Oh, you bet He did. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews, we're going to go back to this one. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. David told his men, look, there is something about worshiping the King of Kings, our Lord. There's something about God. Something about God. He watches over those that worship Him. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, those guys, these guys, how many know David had mighty men? Mighty men, mighty men. He had the, you know, Joab's brothers, and he had all those mighty men. These guys were warriors. But we read earlier that these guys were the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers. They watched the gate. What does that mean? Hey, the worshipers watched over the gate. Not the warriors. The guys with the big swords and the... He's dead. The gatekeepers were the worshipers. What does that tell you about your place? Can you worship God in your house? And whatever comes against you, man, has to be pushed out and pulled away. Today, this month, let's worship the Lord. Let's give Him thanks and praise for this. We're in the season of Thanksgiving. It's a perfect season just to walk around saying, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Walk through Safeway saying that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the people hear it. It's okay. Hallelujah. They think you're nuts anyway. So, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. It's who we are. We are the body of Christ in the earth. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Can you stand up and let's pray? Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your word. Father, we thank You for all that You're doing for us. Father, we thank You. Oh, raise your hands. So, Father, we thank You. We thank You for who You are in our lives. Father, we worship You this morning. We give You praise and glory and honor. God, thank You. Thank You, Father. We offer a sacrifice of praise, a thank You, Father, for everything, God, everything. Father, I pray for my brothers and my sisters that You would touch their needs. As they worship and thank You, Father God, that they would see Your mighty hand moving on their behalf. I give You all the praise, God, all the honor. Father, let the body of Christ in the earth position herself just where you would have her positioned. Let them be the light of this world. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.